This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This was an interesting day, actually, in the politics of the American economy. There was that Oval Office meeting between President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, which turned nasty-ish over the prospect of a government shutdown. There was tariff news, which we'll get to in a minute. And there was Google's CEO Sundar Pichai making his first ever appearance before Congress, which is where we are going to start. There were questions about user privacy for Mr. Pichai. There were questions about bias in the company's search results. And not just a couple of questions along these lines. It's Democrat Zoe Lofgren of California doing the asking here.
Right now, if you Google the word idiot under images, a picture of Donald Trump comes up. I just did that. How would that happen? How does search work so that that would occur?
We played you that question, which is, yes, pointed, so we can get to some answers about life online in this economy and what Congress might have to do with that. Sophia Noble teaches at the Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism at USC. She writes extensively on algorithms in search and how they affect what we see. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we had Representative Lofgren there talking to Sundar Pichai. The Google CEO answered for a little while, and then the conversation went on like this. And here's the second part of that exchange. Here you go.
And that's how we make sure the process is working.
So it's not some little man sitting behind the curtain figuring out what we're going to show the user. It's basically a compilation of what users are generating and trying to sort through that information.
Last year, we served over 3 trillion searches. And just as a fact, every single day, 15% of the searches Google sees, we have never seen them before.
So first things first, nuts and bolts, to answer the Congresswoman's question, how does it work?
I mean, it's just it's an embarrassing statement, I have to just say, by our policymakers who really know so little about technology that they're really in charge of making policy for. But what's happening in this case is kind of just good old fashioned Google washing or Google bombing. You know, this is a term that's been around for a long time. And it's where users or people who are technically skilled at search engine optimization are really able to associate keywords with certain people or images. Donald Trump isn't the first person to have this happen. Justin Bieber, George W. Bush. And this is something that is one dimension of how you can optimize an advertising platform, which is you can bring either money or technical skill to bear and have that help influence the kinds of things we see.
Some of the other lines of questioning were not far off Congresswoman Lofgren's inference there, or perhaps it's a supposition, that Google employees are manipulating individual searches. And as Pichai said, at scale, that's not really possible. But it's important to point out here that Google is not without bias.
Well, certainly there are human beings involved, as well as, you know, a host of factors that Google says go into its algorithmic decision making. We know, for example, that there are armies of what Sarah Roberts from UCLA has coined commercial content moderators. And these are people who really do have to be actively involved in scanning for things like child exploitation or other types of illegal material. So certainly people are involved, but I don't think it's at the inference that one person or a handful of people are just making decisions of a political nature.
You know, there was a question along the lines of should we have a Google school to teach people how Google works? Do you think that helps the national conversation at all, if that would come to pass?
No, I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer for a strong democracy and a highly literate public is to have multiple ways of knowing and multiple platforms and pathways to knowledge. Hmm. What people really don't understand is that Google is an advertising platform. It's not a knowledge system. It's not the public library. It's not a really an evidence-based information retrieval system. What we need is more public investment in public interest search that's free of kind of this commercial and technical manipulation that allows people to get good, reliable information rather than advertising or misinformation. And I think that's one of the things that we see more likely to happen in commercial search engines.
Sophia Noble teaches at USC Annenberg, just down the road from us. She's also written a whole bunch on algorithms and bias therein. Sophia, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you.